Okay, so, yeah. Today's daf Ayin Zayin, the last daf in this parak. We are on Ayin Vavim Bez. We are on towards the bottom. So Hanigidin Rakin, there was a soft gidin, the Asul Lekameh de Rabba. They came in front of Rabba to decide to judge the following issue. What issue? Do the gidin combine with the basar to constitute rov to cover rov of the break? Because we said yesterday that if you can cover rov of the break will heal. So does the gidin constitute rov of the basar? That's the question the Gemara has. Amar Rava, Lamai Lechishle, what's the question? Whose sheet are you asking on? Chada, the Amar of Yochanan, Gidin, first of all, Rabbi Yochanan said, Gidin shesofan lahakshos, Gidin that are going to end up getting hard, Nimnin aleim bePesach. You can count those for a carbon Pesach, meaning, we have the whole block is going to be in the carbon Pesach together. I can count, and some women make sure it's not for, in the Kazayas for everybody. Those Gidin can count for the carbon Pesach. Okay? If they can count for the Korban Pesach, then they can for sure count to constitute rove basar to cover over a break. V'od, hatara chasa amamona shel Yisrael. And by the way, also, if to throw that out all the time, that's expensive. So what kind of answer is that? Right? If it's not kosher, it's not kosher. I mean, it's expensive. We want to have a little bachmanas on Klai Yisrael's on pocketbook. It's expensive. Right, that's a big. What exactly does that mean? So anyway, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rabba, Rav Shimon Lakish L'Rabba, Rav Shimon Lakish V'Isura D'Araisa. Rav Shimon Lakish said it's Asim D'Araisa. V'Ata Marta my Lechishli. And you want to know what we choshish about? Who we're going on? Rav Shimon Lakish said D'Araisa. So Ishtik, he was quiet. So V'Amai Ishtik, why was he quiet? From a Rava, Hilchas Akrivasek, Rav Shimon Lakish, Bahani Tlasi. We only had Rav Shlakish in three cases, and this is not one of the three cases. So why was he quiet? So the answer is, because Shaini Hacha, Tahadabe Rabbi Yochanan, Lagabe, Rav Shimon Lakish. Because Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind and agreed with Rav Shimon Lakish. We only hold Rav Shimon Lakish, we only, in three places, where somebody argues on him. If nobody argues on him, then of course we hold like him, right? So, that's the story. Damalei, he said, "Al takti teini b'lashon yachid, ani shona osa." Don't tell about a lashon yachid because it's not a lashon yachid. It's everyone holds like this, and therefore that was a shaila. Okay. Hahu. You want to know the three places where we hold like Rishlakish? So Rashi says the first skinny line: "Bivamis ba'acholit hilchas akor Rishlakish b'hani tlatzi v'sulo." Kinyan peiros. What there's some halacha about acquiring peiros, va'acholets lima uberes, or giving chalitza to a woman who's pregnant, or umasna be'emtza. What was that one? Masna be'emtza. I forgot what that was. Masna be'emtza, kulam va'acholets. I'm sorry. What was that one? Oh, if you're giving presents to Matana Leemsa, if you're giving presents to people, you have to say straight out, it's a present, it's not a Yerusha. Some halacha like that? Okay, fine. Hahu Nishbar Ha'etzem, V'yotze Lachutz, if someone had a broken bone, not an animal, Nishbar Ha'etzem, V'yotze Lachutz, De'ishtakel Kurtiza Minei, and a little piece of the bone got missing, right? Asa L'kameh D'Abaya, they came in front of Abaya, they wanted to know, is this a treifa or not? So, I'm not 100% sure I understand now, because Shehiya Tlasa Rigli, he waited three regalim till he found somebody to ask. That doesn't bother me. Then what do you want to know now? If you eat the meat, they preserve the meat for three regalim? What does that mean? Yeah. Or, what does he get? What? No, even meat. How do you hold meat for so long? There's no free refrigerators.
No, he delayed his answer.
I understand. So he delayed the answer. But the actual animal, he's asking a question, a halacha question. What's the story if the bone's missing? So that question you could wait 10 years to ask. But what happened to this guy who brought the question? So he couldn't wait three regalim. Anyway, Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna, Zilka made the...
Everything else goes on. Be mocked on
it,
that's it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It says here, the Gemara implies that the animal's owner preserved its flesh for this period of time, mm-hmm. curing it. The animal remained alive throughout the three...
Okay, fine. Anyway, he came back, so Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna, Zilka made the Rava, bread of Yosef Bar Chama. Go ask Rava, the son of Yosef Bar Chama. That's Rava. I don't know why he calls him such a long name over here. The Harifa Sakine. Because he's sharp like a knife. Right? It says Rashi. Lev Pasuach lo besvara. His heart is open in Svara. What does that mean? I wouldn't have said that if I was Rashi. His heart is open in Svara. Sharper than a knife. Doesn't mean that. So by the way, I thought to myself, when I read it, I said, that's the word, Vishinantam Livonecha. Vishinantam, Rashi says, Shinun means sharp.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't mean sharp, like, you can't make somebody sharp. Either you're born that way or you're not born that way. But you can make somebody, Lev Pasuach Lo Besvara. That you could train.
Sure.
That you could work on somebody in a Talmud. It's an unbelievable word. Right? You can make somebody, if someone's smart, they're smart. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
If someone's sharp, they're sharp. If they're not sharp, they're not sharp. You can't change that. However, you could always change Lev Pasuach Lo Besvara. That you could work on. That's why Rava was special. Not because he's sharp. He was a genius. But that's not why he's special. He's special because he was Lev Pasuach Lo Besvara. Go ask him. Anyway, Asma Kameh found him. Amar Michti. Nishpara Etzem Vitzel Chutznan. The Mishnah says that if the bone broke and it was protruding out of the leg, right? And then we said, if majority of the flesh is covering it, that it'll heal, it's fine. Mali nafal, mali isi. What's the difference if the piece of the bone is here or not? What's the difference? So it fell, you lost it, so what? Why should that matter? Amalei Ravina Larava, mislakeit mahu, what if it's scattered? I don't know. Yeah. The what's scattered? The covering of the covering of the flesh of the bone is scattered. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Misroses mahu, if it's weak. Mismasmes mahu, if it's rotted. Hechidar mismasmes, what does that mean? Amravuna braid of Yeshua, kol sha rofe kodro, if the doctor would remove it, peel it away, the veterinarian. Ibarlahu, nikev mahu, if it has a hole, niklaf mahu, if it's peeled, nistak mahu, if it's split, nital, shlish hatachton mahu, the bottom third's removed, all these cases, toshma, tamar ula, amar vyochanan, or harehu kabasar. We said, or is like the basar, right?
Going back to the Shiloh before Abaya, where he waited three
yarlim. Yeah.
Doesn't that mean that if the animal is still alive after that time, then it wouldn't have been a traitor?
Correct. No. The question... Oh, I hear what you're saying.
It's not a whole year, three regal.
You can have three regal not being a whole year.
Well, this is true, yeah.
And maybe Abaya didn't hold like that issue. Maybe he held traitor chaya. Could live for 10 years. Still a traitor.
Oh, I can't remember how he held.
I know, I don't remember either. You have to say some answer like that. Or he was asking according to them, according, you know. Anyway... So what Rabbi Yochanan just say? Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan or Areu Kabasar. Hot flesh is the same thing as the hide, right? So if that's true, I don't need basar at all. If right. The hide is the same thing as the, I don't need basar at all. Flesh is the, right. The hide's good. So the third question, Shlusha Tachton Mahu, right? That's for sure answered, because. If you have two-thirds basar over here, right? Even if you're missing the one-third, it should be good. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma dekanei mashcha didei. That maybe, not sure what this means, the basar got healed in its own, what is it, how do they translate it?
Its own bone.
In its own bone. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Ashi, Kevina Be'er of Papi, and I was Be'er of Papi once, Iboilon, he once asked, Nikdar Kemin Tabas Mahu. What if it's missing a ring's, the amount of a ring's amount is missing, like the size of a ring, like a circular piece missing. Upashtana mehad amar of Yehuda amar Rav. They answered it from the following: Davar zeh she'alta lechachamim v'lerofim. That I asked all the doctors and the chacham about this. V'amar, they said misratu be'etzem umala arkuva. That the bone can fuse above the knee and it can heal itself. Aval parzala mizrav zarev. But if you try to use metal to scrape off the bone or something, it's going to make it worse. Amar papa hudikana garma didei. It's only true if it's its own bone. Okay. What? Yeah, I am taping. Okay, next. Next. Ready for the next Mishnah? The last Mishnah of the parak. Hashochet es habehema. If you shecht an animal, umatza bashilya, and you find inside, not a baby, not a full-grown, almost full-grown baby, just the opposite. You find a barely formed, a placenta only.
A placenta.
Right? So, not nefesh hayafa tochlenu. If a person wants to eat that, certain kind of person not going to eat that. But if a person wants to eat that, go right ahead. Nefesh hayafa tochlenu. You can eat it. Ve'eno metame lo tumas ochlin v'lo tumas nevelos. It's not tumas ochlin, and it's not tumas nevelos. It doesn't cause. It can't. Right. Exactly. It doesn't. It's not tumas ochlin. No, it can't become tumas ochlin because it's not really called food. Because only certain people are going to eat that. Right. Most people won't eat that. Certain people will. You're one of those. Calls them a nefesh yafa. You're one of those people going to eat that. You can eat it. It's not treif. You should know you're a minority of people going to eat that. So it doesn't have shem ochel because it's not food, and it's not an avela because you shechted the mother. Chishev aleha.
So what's the status of that? Is that right?
It's like a half a shoe. A half a shoe is not tummy. No, why? Because it's not a kli, and it's not food. It's nothing. There are things in this world that are not tummy.
So it's still considered meat?
We're going to get to that. Now, chishev aleha, if you're dreaming, I'm going to have that for dinner tonight, the whole day at work, you're dreaming about that, that's going to be your dinner, then, metame tumas ochlin, then it will become metame tumas ochlin. You made it into food. Avalo tumas nevelos. Still not a nevela. Still not that. Okay, now, next case. Shilya sheyatza miktasa, right? If a shilya came out of the mother, okay, while the mother's alive, not that he shechted the mother, shilya popped out. Asur ba'achila, it's asur ba'achila. Why? Why? Because the Rashi says, we're afraid that maybe there's an animal in here, and you didn't shech the mother, so it's not a ben pekua, therefore you can't eat it. Simon Vlad be'isha, v'salom Vlad be'behema. Because the shilya is a simon of a birth, that's true for a human being, that's true for an animal too. So therefore, if the shilya came out first, maybe it's a fetus. You can't eat that. No shirita. Hamivakeres. If a woman's giving birth to a bechor, not a woman, an animal, is giving birth to a bechor, and by the way, it has the status of kedusha. When a bechor is born, it's kodesh. So hamivakeres shepila shilya. It gave birth to a shilya. Yashlichena liklavim. You can give it to the dog. Says Rashi, you can give it to the dog. She'ein ba kedusha. Because it has no kedusha. Why not? Af al gaf. She'ein shilya below vlad. Even though there's no shilya without a vlad. Hach over here. Ruba lav bas mikachihi. The rove is going to tell me that this animal is not a bechor. Why? How could the rove tell me that? The dilma nekevahi. Maybe it's a female. Kedilakaman begamara. Right? Maybe it's a female. So how do I get a rove now? It's 50-50.
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's
what do you mean? It's something. Ain't shilya below vlad. So it's something. So what's going on here? So the answer is, the Gemara is going to say it on Mabez, or tomorrow, maybe on Mabez, that first of all, 50-50 is a zachar and a keva. If it's a keva, it has no kedusha. And even if it's a zachar, some zachars also are not bechors.
Also not bechors?
Yeah. How could that be? How could that be? No. It's the animal's first time having giving birth.
Oh, okay.
So how could a zachar be born and not be a bechor?
Right.
So the answer is. No, I just said it was.
How do you know?
You know. You have to know. That question you can ask in the whole Masechta Bechoros. How do you know? You have to know. That's not the reason. The reason is because some animals are a nidme. They look like another animal. And there's a patur of Bechor. So if you take that, plus the fact that at least 50% are female, you're going to have rove, not male. So this animal shilya came out, you can give it to the dog. The chances are it wouldn't have been a Bechor anyway. Rove wouldn't have been a Bechor. Okay? Ubimukdashin, if it was a hektish animal, a carbon that gave birth, tikaver, you have to bury that. The ain kovrin osa parshas drachim, you don't bury it in the street. The ain, you know, on the crossroads. The ain tolin osa beilon, you can't hang it on a tree. Bibnei darke hemori, that is what the goyim do, right? Rashi says it's nichush. Rashi doesn't say it's the goyim nichush. It's some kind of witchcraft. Dechsev v'lo maseu k'masehem. Okay. What? Potter's Field is not on the crossroads. So we're talking about an animal, by the way. We're talking about an animal. You realize that?
I know.
Okay. Menahani Mili. How do we know this? How do we know what? How do we know that shechting a mother matters the shilya if you're inclined to eat that? How do you know that? So, Tana Rabbanon, it says, Kol behema, tochelu. L'rabba says a shilya. Kol behema. Anything you want in an animal. You can eat anything you want. Yatza afilu. Yachal afilu yatza miksasa. So even if part of it came out, I could eat it too. Right? Talmud Lomar. Osa. Osa velo shilyasa. Right? So the pasuk, in the beginning we matter a shilya. And at the end of the pasuk we ather a shilya. So what's going on? Right? The answer is, when the mother was shechted, it's motor. And if not, it's not motor. Fine. Michti, ain shilya below vlad, lamali kra. What do you mean? Why do we need a pasuk for that? The question is, you're right. Kra smachta ba'alma. It's just not smachta. It's obvious you can't eat it if it gave birth by itself, because it could be a vlad, and a vlad you have to do shechita. And it's obvious that if it's in the mother, you could eat it. That we have a pasuk for. It says, kol behema. Anything in the behema, you can eat whatever you want. Ve'ena matame. And it doesn't cause tumah. So, boy, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nafcha, you ready for this? Or chamor, if you have an inclination, you have a taiva, to eat the hide of a donkey, very badly. So, or chamor, right? It's not, nobody eats that. Even if you want to eat treif, you get a good geshmak of treif. You don't eat the hide of a donkey. Nobody eats that. You are strange, and you're eating it. So what do? You're cooking it. Right? Shishalko, you cook it. Mahu, what's the story? What's the story? Lamai, legabe what? What's your question? Right? Il Tumas Ochlin. If you want to know whether or not this Tumas Ochlin, Tanina. That we learned that already. Il Tumas Nevelos, Tanina. We learned that also. Tumas Ochlin, Detanya. We learned about Tumas Ochlin already. We have a braisa. It says, Ha'or Vahashilya, the or, or the shilya of a behema. Ein metame Tumas Ochlin. It's amatame Tumas Ochlin. Right? Why not? Because it's not food. Nobody eats that. Or shashalku. But if you cook it, because you're crazy. Right? You cooked it. Vashilya shechishev aleha. And you're dreaming about the shilya, you can't wait to eat it. Then, metame Tumas Ochlin. It does become Tumas Ochlin. So what's your question? We have that already. Tumas Nevelos namitanina. We also have a question about Nevelos. It says, benivlasa, right? That Nevela is only in certain parts of an animal. Even though we said you can eat a whole animal. Velo, ba'or, there's no Nevela in a hide. Velo, ba'atzamos, nobody eats bones. Lo, begidin, not the gidin either. Lo, bekarnayim, not in the horns. Lo, betafayim, not in the hoof. You can eat a hoof if you want. You could, you're allowed to eat it. I don't know how you can eat that.
It's a thistle.
What?
The
hoof? Nobody eats a hoof. It's a horn. Well, you ever ate a shofar? You ever did that?
Shofar,
no, you could eat it. It's mutter because it comes from a kosher animal. Nobody eats that. And there, by the way, there's no Tumas Nevela on that either.
What, on the horn?
On the horn. And on the hide either. So what's your question about the hide of a donkey? What's your question? It's obvious no. From Rabbi Bar Chana, Lo Nitzrucha, El Sha'asan, Tzike Kedera. right? We don't. So all the halachas were told, right? Ella sh'asan tzikei kederos, right? It's obvious that a horn or a hoof or a hide is not tamei. The chiddush was, even if you cook them, cook a shofar, cook it for hours and hours and hours, it's still not going to be in tumas tevela, right? So the Gemara says, so what was your question? La'olam tumas ochlin. Really, my question was about tumas ochlin. V'shayni or d'chamor d'mos. But the or v'chamor is different because it's mos. Who eats that? It's disgusting. So my question was, even that will have tumas ochlin if I eat it? Because we said, if you want to eat strange things, then they will become tumas ochlin. Even the hide of a donkey? That was his question. Okay. Then we said,
Correct.
That's not a separate issue about eating non-kosher. Correct, absolutely. Okay? Then we said, shilya shiyatitsa, if a shilya comes out of an animal by itself, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not? Why are you not allowed to eat it? Because maybe there was a baby inside. And the baby you're not allowed to eat without shechita, right? Amar v'lazar, lo shanu elo she'ein ima vlad. That's only true. I'm not 100% sure what's going on here now. Lo shan el she'en ima vlad. That's only true that there's no vlad here. Avol yesh ima vlad. But if there is a vlad, ein choshen levlad acher. You don't have to be choshesh for another vlad.
For twins?
Yeah.
So what can you do?
Nothing.
Wait, so what's ein choshen levlad acher?
What?
What's ein choshen levlad acher? Where's the vlad acher?
I mean, no, avol yeshi mavlad, right?
Yeshi mavlad, ein choshen vlad acher.
No, so the point is like this: the Gemara is going the they hold that if you see here, if the vlad, if the shilya came out and you see there's a vlad in there, however, that rosho or rubo of the is not in this shilya, not the rosh and not rovo the animal. It's a miyot. Then you're allowed to eat it.
Without shechita.
Without shechita, because nothing. It's considered, right. Let's say, milk.
Okay.
It's not, you're allowed to eat it, right? However, you don't have to be, you hear that? But you don't have to be choshesh for another shilya. Maybe there's another shilya here, another vlad. You don't have to be choshesh for that. Reuchan Amar, bein eini mavlad, bein yeshi mavlad, choshesh levlad acher. We are choshesh for another vlad. So even if it came out, and it's a miut, and it's very tasty to you, you can't eat it. Who's more machmir? Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan is more machmer. Ain't he? Is that true? If I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah lechumra, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar should be lechumra. The way you said it, he's lekula. Eli, you're right. Iyidmar hachiyidmar. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Lo shanu this din that he can't eat a shilya. Ela she'ena kishura b'vlad, where it's not connected to the vlad. I don't know what that means exactly. Aval kishura b'vlad, but if it's connected to the vlad, ein choshen levlad acher. You're not choshish for another vlad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anu ein lanu ela shilya below vlad. That's only true if there's shilya below vlad. Avol sheyesh shima vlad, ben kshur b'vlad, but ein kshur b'vlad, ein choshen levlad acher. When I choshesh, and who's more machmir now? Rabbi Elazar. V'hayin adam Rabbi Yirmiyah l'chumra, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was l'chumra. Okay? Because he held, even if there was a vlad, if the shilya is not kshura, and Rabbi Yochanan was makel by that. Tanya kavaseh de Rabbi Elazar, hamapeles, Bein min behema chayav of, if it miscarried, a behema chayav of, the shilya imahen, and the shilya is with them, bisman shek shur behen, if they're kosher, if it's connected, ein choshen levlad acher. Ein shur behen, hareini mutal alav chomer, shnei vlados. I will make the chumra of two births. Shani omer, shemer nimuach, shapir shal shilya, shemer nimucha, Sheminimucha shalyaso shel shapir. Maybe the word shapir means vlad, right? Maybe the vlad of this shilya got ruined, and it was a valid vlad. And maybe the shilya of another vlad got missing. In other words, we're machmer. Okay, that's not an easy daf today. Now, then we said hamivakeres sheipila. If an animal miscarried, gave. It would have been a bechor, and it gave birth to some shilya. You can give it to a dog. My time. Why could you give it to a dog? Amar of Ika Bereder of Ami Rov Behemos Yoldos Davar Hakodesh Bebechora Most animals give birth to a good baby. Umiyat yoldos davar she'eino kodesh. I'm sorry. Rov behemos yoldos davar kodesh b'chora. Umiyat yoldos davar she'eino kodesh b'chora. And some there's a miyot that don't give birth to a valid, even if it's a male, it's not a b'chor. Umayni, what is that? Nidme, a nidme. I don't know what a nidme is. What is that? Whatever it is. Now, v'chol hayolodos, yolodos mechza zechar mechza nekevos. And 50-50 male, female. So, samoch miyuta nidme, lemechza de nekevos, v'havilahu zecharim miyuta. Right? So what do you do? The fact that 50% are female, and even some males, a mir of them, are not b'chors either, because they're nidme. So rove is not going to be a b'chor. So rove animals born are not going to be halacha of a b'chor. Therefore, the shilya, what?
It's a halacha, not a rove.
Exactly. Therefore, this shilya that's born, that would have been a b'chor, right. You don't have, it has no kiddush at all. You can give it to a dog.
Only the shilya comes out. The regular formed, calf comes out. Obviously, you can't say that.
Of course. We're talking, that's a full-term animal. So then if it's a female, it's not a b'chor. If it's a male, and it's not a nidme, it is a b'chor. We're not talking about that. It's a miscarriage.
The shilya may be part of a nidme, you say.
Correct. It could be, it would have been a nidme. In which case, it wouldn't be a b'chor, even if it's a male. And by the way, 50% are female anyway. So therefore, put those two together, rove are not going to be a b'chor. Therefore, if the animal miscarries and it gives birth to a shilya, you can give it to a dog. As I just told you.
Enough that brings it over the line.
Really?
We don't even know what a nidme is.
So a choshes for that possibility that maybe it gave birth...
Yeah, therefore...
Rove is less than 50%.
That's right, not choshes. Therefore, rove births are not going to be a bachar. This birth is rove, not a bachar. Therefore, it has no kedusha, and you can give it to a dog. That's all. Okay?
Was a way to decipher what this shilya was. Obviously, you couldn't give it to him.
Correct.
You had a way now to look at this shilya.
Correct.
It belonged to a normal
Correct.
Animal.
Correct. Now, ubimukdashin, if the animal had kedusha, what do you mean kedusha? It was a carbon. Animals could be carbons. Carbonos could be female, and carbonos could be pregnant.
Right.
So, and then it gave birth to a shilya. Tikaver. It has to be buried.
The shilya.
My time of why? Because ruba bar mikdashu. Right? Most animals born from a pregnant carbon are going to be kodesh. Why? What? Because the only animal born from a carbon that won't be kodesh is an idme. That's a big minority. Most animals are not, even if it's a female, even if it's a male, doesn't matter what it is, whatever it is, the carbon's born. It has kedusha.
Are we still talking about a
b'chor? No. The animal's a carbon.
Oh, the animal itself?
It's going to be a carbon shlamin, but it's pregnant. So I'm waiting for it to have a baby.
Okay.
And it had a shilya. So it's not a carbon, because it's not a full-born animal.
Right, okay.
So what do you do with it? You have to bury it. Why do you have to bury it? Why can't I give it to the dog? Because you can't mistreat it, because it would have been, probably would have been a carbon. Why? Because first of all, a carbon that gives a baby is a carbon. It doesn't matter if it's a male or a female, it'll be a carbon anyway. Which animal giving birth won't be a carbon? A nidme. That's a big minority.
So if a hegdish animal gives birth to a nidme, you can give it to the dogs?
Hmm?
If a hegdish animal gives birth to a nidme.
No, because then it's going to be a full-fledged animal. Then it's alive.
Right.
So I don't know what you do with it. By the way, I was also thinking of something else. What if it would have been born cesarean? It's also not a carbon.
Right.
I don't know.
Why is that?
Why that? It's a Xeris HaKasuk.
I'm saying not
Bechor.
No,
saying
not
Xeris,
that's a
Pasuk. It's a Pasuk. You can't give a...
No, Bechor, you mean...
No, a carbon.
A carbon that gives birth via C-section, the offspring is not hectic.
I don't think so, because I don't think any...
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not.
It's not. I don't think any carbon could be... any carbon can be a cesarean. Okay. Next Gemara. We're going to finish in 2 minutes. But it's fascinating, Gemara. Ain kovrino so. Then we said you can't bury it on the crossroads. You can't hang it on a tree. That's darkei amori. Abaye v'Rav v'Amri Tavayu, kol davar sheyesh bo refuah, ein bo mishum darkei amori. Anything that's refuah cannot be a goyish practice. That's usher. That's what the Gemara says. Right? So if the doctor says, you know what you got to do? Take this medicine. I can't take that. That's what goyim do. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That no one has a dispute about. What about these funny things that the doctor says to do this? Like, yes, what? Yeah. Like, for example, where was it?
Alternative medicine.
Yeah, alternative medicine.
Holistic?
Yes. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva about a doctor that had all different kinds of, he was able to heal all different kinds of problems. He did surgery with his fingers without using a knife. You know, these strange kinds of things. I don't know exactly what kind of surgery that is, but whatever it is. So all these holistic things. What is that? So is that, do we say the same thing?
The Rav has, he said that story a dozen times.
That which one?
With his Rebbe.
Yeah.
That they, when there's a breach, he told you to do something, if there's this thing.
Right. No. That's Kabbalistic things.
That's a fine line you just made.
Right.
Right.
Ain bo refuah. If it has no refuah at all, yesh bo mishum darkei amori. That could be a problem. Right?
So the fine line is, does it work or not?
Right. Exactly. Votanya, but one second, we learned, Elon shemashir peirosav, if a tree is losing fruit, not a normal thing, right? So what do? Sakro besikra, you paint it red, the ta'ino ba'avonim, and you load it up with stones. So bishlam ta'ino ba'avonim, that's not a goyish thing. I understand why you do that. Kihechi, in order, dinechosh, dinechosh chile. Somehow, you're relieving the sap. Yeah?
Taking the vitality out of it, and the fruit will not ripen early.
Right.
Sap from the animal, it saps it.
Right. Fine. That's a legitimate thing to do. Ella, sokro besikro mine. Why are you painting it red? What kind of goyish thing is that? So the Gemara says, no. That's not why you're painting. It's not a goyish thing. Kihechi de lechazi inchi. People should see. Oh my goodness! This guy's losing his livelihood. His right. Vili boy rachmi aleu, and people will daven. That's why. Kidatanya v'tame tame yikra. Test by a mitzora, you should declare him a tuma, a tame. Tzarech lo hodia l'rabim. People should know. Today it's the exact opposite. If someone's sick, chas v'shalom, nobody's allowed to know.
Right.
Nobody could know. It's a big secret. Nobody could know. And if someone has a problem with parnasa, nobody's allowed to know, because everyone's embarrassed. But that's not what the Gemara says to do. The Gemara says you should tell people they should daven for you. Because we don't believe in davening. We don't think it makes a difference, right? We don't want anyone to know. No one can know anything. Someone says mitzora, it's very embarrassing. It means you spoke Lashon Hara, or you did some other bin of the machavira sin, and everybody knows, and it's embarrassing, and you're living somewhere else, and some out of chutz l'machaneh somewhere, by yourself, and you have to shave your head, all that. Nobody wants to know. Torah says, no, tell people. They should daven for you. Tamei tamei yikra, right? V'ravim mevakshin olav rachamim, and people will daven, right? The Ramban says that's why Hashem created a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim.
They
should daven for him. I visit him. You need to sit there and visit him and yant about the Yankees. No, that's not why. We should daven for him. The Ramban says.
Davening helps by a mitzvah.
It helps for everything.
Mitzvah, what?
What? So you can daven that he should do tshuva. Right? Don't you know people in this world that you say, I wish this person would do tshuva? I'm going to daven that Hashem should give him the siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. What?
It's free will.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Said, I should, do tshuva.
Yeah, that you should awaken yourself to do tshuva 100%.
Why
not?
What's your problem with it?
Yeah, what's the issue? Why not?
Because it comes down to, it's up to me. So I can't daven.
Right, so I'm davening that you should, I'm you should, I'm davening you should snap out of it.
Exactly.
I'm davening you should snap out of it. No?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Absolutely.
Right? V'chein, mishi'ir bo davar. Someone's got some issue. Doesn't say what kind of issue it is. Right?
By the way, we say that in Refraendo and Shmodash. Everybody says it. Refraendo that people should get healed. So you're davening for them. You're davening for people.
Huh? Not physically sick. physically sick. I'm a Torah, not a spiritual malady.
So you should know that the Ramah paskins that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for someone who's sick, right?
Right.
Yeah. Ramah says you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for someone who's spiritually sick. The Ramah says if someone gets taken by missionaries, he's not going to die. Healthy, they're giving him good food, taking care of him. You give him Mechal Shabbos to get him out of there. Why? Not sick. It's a spiritual sin. It's a different thing. Right? Someone's got some issue. What kind of issue? What kind of issue? So the Masista says, Tsar, oh holy, Tsar. He's in pain, or holy, or he's sick. Tsar chodil l'rabim. You should tell people. Rabim of action Allah, rachamim. And they'll daven for him. Amar Ravina, kiman talinan kuvsa bedikla. According to who do we hang some kind of, make some kind of simon on the date tree that there's something wrong with the dates? Kiman ki hai tana, like this tana. That we let people know, oh, this guy needs some chizuk, right? He needs chizuk. We should daven for this guy. This guy lost his job. His crops are getting terrible situation. So he should tell people, and they can daven for him.
It doesn't have to be
daven
red or whatever color.
Red sticks out. What, are you going to color the tree brown?
Blue.
Right? So you can color it red, it sticks out. Why is that red over there? Oh my goodness, this guy must need some chizuk. I'm going to daven for him.
Right.
Such a foreign thing today. Such a foreign thing today.
Well, they do
so
say,
interesting.
If I know, it's a
what?
What is that?
We do a lot of things for people who
are dead. That's right. For anger,
what?
For anger, that you say Shmona Nesh every day for people who are sick.
I understand.
So
I understand.
Yeah. Do that every day.
I understand. 100%. 100%. It's all good. All right. Hajjalach b'yam amakasha. Hajjalach b'yam amakasha. Hajjalach b'yam amakasha. Tomorrow we start. Tomorrow. This is really the end of Masechet Chulin. Really. The second half of the Masechta, every parak is a different topic. Tomorrow, the first parak is Osuv Ezbeno. There's a halach, you're not allowed to shecht a mother or a father and a son or a daughter in the same day. That's the next day of Kisi Adam. Then Giranosha. Then Shlu HaKan. All these, the Zeroa L'chayim V'keva. All these different topics. Tomorrow, the next 2 days, but Osuv Ezbeno, your head is going to spin. With the mother and the son and the father and the daughter, and it's very not hard. It's not hard. It's just complicated. Yeah.
That's even for chulin. It's not necessarily
for chulin. Correct. All right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.